AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A 588-point drop, just part of today's wild ride for the Dow. The exchange started the day and the week with a more than 1,000-point plunge, and after rallying to make up all but about 150 points, it tumbled in the final hour or so of trading. S&P and NASDAQ both also lost more than 3% of value. DME Securities trader Alan Valdez says today's drops and other recent down markets have been rough, but not devastating.
Overall, it's just bad news, but not news where we're going to go into a depression and people are going to be on the streets selling apples.
Economists say the worldwide stock slump can be traced to China's efforts to ease its economy based on exports to one of consumer-driven economy. More charges could be filed against Kevin Daigle, the motorist charged with fatally wounding Louisiana State Trooper Stephen Vincent. Calcasieu Parish Sheriff Tony Mancuso says Daigle is also a suspect in the death of his roommate.
The homicide in Moss Bluff, it's obviously presumed, I'm sure you're going to ask the question, that Mr. Daigle is involved in this, and yes, we're going to presume that. And we're going to investigate that.
Mancuso says the truck that 54-year-old Daigle ran into a ditch on Sunday, triggering the confrontation with the trooper, belonged to the other man. Pope Francis will have a nice place to sit when he meets with Philadelphia prisoners next month. Inmates in the city's correctional system have been working for the past couple of weeks on a hand-carved walnut chair for the Pope. Anthony Newman, the chair's designer, says he hopes Francis puts it to good use.
I would like to see him sit in a chair. That's why we made it.
One group of inmates made the 6-foot-tall chair, while another sanded, oiled, and refinished the piece. This is AP Radio News. Been a busy day for three Americans and a British businessman honored for stopping a heavily armed gunman on a high-speed train in Europe. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani reports the long day began in France.
Anthony Sadler.
3 days after they tackled the heavily armed man, French President Francois Hollande presented them the Legion of Honor.
Four men who stood up together against one.
Saying through an interpreter, they showed the world it can resist when faced with terror.
Your bravery should be an example for all of us.
The Americans say they didn't really think about what they were doing. Airman Spencer Stone says they saw what the gunman was trying to do and reacted.
He seemed like he was ready to fight to the end, so where were we?
Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Later, the two service members were welcomed to a U.S. base in Germany, and now the Air Force is preparing to award Stone with a medal. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.